You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is JJ Omojua. I run a digital media company in Nigeria. I'm also a blogger and I have conversations about Africa around the world. I've been part of the Halifax International Security Forum since 2014. I was part of the first session on Africa in 2014, and I've attended the forum ever since. So this is my fourth edition. I think the conversations are very important because everybody knows that not only is the world connected, we are increasingly connected ever more every passing day. And any conversation on global security is a conversation that affects Africa, because Africa has one of the highest rates in terms of the death of people with respect to terrorism. We also have a lot of incidents with respect to poverty, and most of the issues we have around the world are issues that have to do with, you know, income inequality, poverty, underemployment, unemployment, and the likes. And these are things that also go ahead to affect the security realities of the individual countries. So definitely Africa is affected. Let's be clear, this is not about support for security in Africa. This is mostly a conversation about what the developed world, especially the democratic West, are doing to, first of all, safeguard their interests in the global scheme of things, and then alternatively to also ensure that there is a balanced security system around the world. So it's Africa's interest here would then mean that if things are fine in the world, of course, things would be fine with Africa, but there is no specific attention to Africa. The media is very important. Those who shape the media control the world. It's as simple as that. Control the mass media, you control the masses. And I think we need, as a continent, need to tell our own stories. We need to build our own platforms. It's okay to pay attention to what is happening around the world through other platforms, but it is very, very essential for Africa as a continent to have our own platforms, because this is the reason why 500 people would die in Sierra Leone, 300 people would die in Somalia, and there would be hardly any noise around the world. And then 3-4 people die, say, in Paris, or 5 people die in New York. There's a lot of uproar. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't have our own media platforms amplifying and telling our stories. And that's something we need to change as a continent.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.